This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece live from Surprise, Arizona right now. Spring training coverage brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. And on the Texas Rangers hot seat with us right now, brought to you by Twin Peaks and Jellyfish Lighting, is at Flava Fraze 21 himself. It is Rangers third baseman Todd Frazier. Todd, how's it going today, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. One of our good friends on the show is Derek Holland. And yes. He texted me the other day and said, you and Chu are his favorite teammates of all time.
That's your my thoughts? Boy, man. Yes. Yeah, he's a good dude. Always making people laugh, loving his WWE. And we had a really good time together in Chicago, man. He's a good man. Good man.
Are you by chance a WWE lover?
I do. I enjoy it. I was more back in the 90s when I was growing up. I would enjoy it more with, like, Razor Ramon versus Shawn Michaels on a ladder match kind of deal. Bam Bam Bigelow and Doink and Dink the Clown, all that kind of stuff.
WrestleMania 10 right yeah, there. I got gotcha.
You. You know, that was one of my favorites. So
that's what I'm talking about now.
Yokozuna and Lex Luger. I
should probably ask you more baseball questions, even though now all I want to do is host a WrestleMania 10 podcast with you.
Oh, that'd be great. I remember like it was yesterday.
Let's go. All right. So I'm curious, how has the spring experience been for you thus far? We're all, you know, hopeful of things at third base, but how's the spring experience been for you with the new club?
It's been great. It's been really good. We got a lot of good veteran guys and a lot of younger guys that have been here before too as well that are coming on strong. Spring training, everybody always talks about spring, man. Why ain't guy hitting? Why isn't this guy doing anything? Everybody's working on stuff, and it's professional. Everybody's being professional. And I love every second about it, man. If you look at our pitching staff, we have a really good pitching staff too as well. And it's really going to be an exciting year if everybody's healthy, for sure.
Todd, you're one of the greatest Little League baseball players in the history of the game. And then also in 2014, I can remember bragging so much to people that were like, man, I'm not really crazy about the home run derby. And I would still watch it. And I was like, oh, my God, this new event. And Todd Frazier in Cincinnati with his brother winning the home run derby. So I'd love for you to talk about those two moments and which one maybe is more special. I know they're very special, but is there another moment that's maybe more special than the Little League World Series, that winning that and then being on the field with your brother and winning the home run derby in Cincinnati while being a Red?
Yeah, I mean, the Little League World Series is pretty much Mecca, you know, besides winning another World Series, I would say. But, you know, the home run derby is right behind. It's one of those things where, you know, it's funny you bring that up because we always talked about, because I was hitting a lot of home runs. I said, next year, if I get in a home run derby, we actually practice it before in the off season, which is, it's pretty crazy to think, like, what we would do. You know, we did that for like 2 weeks. Every other day, a hit, and lo and behold, we get in there, and we had it. We had everything set up. We were ready to go, and boom, lo and behold, I won it. Came in second twice, but the experience is great. With both my brothers, my other brother was like my hype man, firing me up every time I get up there, making sure I had the energy I needed, and that was pretty cool.
That being said, if there was a Frazier brother ladder match, do you already know who would come out on top of
without
that?
Without a doubt. He's got no shot, man. We actually had my son's birthday at a climb zone. You know, you climb walls of, like, you know, you could climb the map of the United States or Abraham Lincoln's face, and we raced, all three of us. And I beat them all with flying colors. So we'll put them up in a gladiator match or something, and we'll do something.
Okay, let me know, please. I know we're just now getting to talk, but let me know when that goes down. I'll do anything I can to be there to see that.
All right, you got it, brother.
So you talked about having a good mix of the veterans and the younger players. Is that like the magic combination that you want going into a season, or is there a combination of veterans versus younger players that you've seen usually works better in a season?
Yeah, it just depends. I think the game has changed a little bit where – you know, younger guys usually just stick to their own and don't say much. But now you want the younger guys to speak up, to talk about, you know, what they're feeling, or, you know, ask more questions. And I think we're coming together as a group, and we want everybody to hang out with each other. We want no separation. And I think, you know, you need to hear it from a young guy's perspective as well. You take it, you know, with a grain of salt sometimes, but they're professionals too, and they want to learn just like we did back in the day. So, it's an exceptional group, you know, from pitching staff down to the 26 man. We got some guys that are pretty funny in here too as well.
Got Todd Frazier joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And a lot of people say that the mound is one of the loneliest places because you're all up there by yourself. Yeah. I contend that third base, whenever the left-handed shift is on, might be the loneliest place. As you were out there, was it 2 days ago, yeah, standing all by yourself with so much space around you?
Yeah, just probably picking a booger or something over there, man. It does. It gets lonely, man. It is. You know, the worst part is that foul ball down the line. You got to run your ass off and go get it. That's the worst part. But, you know, it is what it is. We got more shifts now this year than ever, and we just go from there.
I was always wondering, Sal, Mike Sarball's the third base coach for the Cleveland Indians that you were talking
yes,
to the other
that's
day.
My man.
I'm just wondering, when it comes to third base coaches, who are you looking most forward to seeing? Because you guys can have some conversations during the game over there since you're lonely sometimes.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I pretty much know all of them now. But, Sarball's great. People don't know about him. He played in, you know, we talk about everything over there. He's played in two different movies as a background, you know, in Major League 1 and Major League 2. The movies, he was one of the players in the background that people really don't know about. He told me the other day that he got a check the other day for 23 cents because I guess every time that movie plays, he gets a penny or two. I don't know what it is. So, you know, that's the interesting stuff people don't understand. But, yeah, I'm intrigued to see a lot of people, you know, especially with being in the National League. It's good to come back and, you know, revisit some American League guys.
Next time you see him, will you ask him why he couldn't help make Major League 2 be better?
You're funny. I like them all, man. I thought they were all funny.
Even back to the minors?
Oh, yeah, bro. I love every second about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're learning a lot about Todd today. I enjoy this.
Teach your song now. That's what my mom told me. Teach your song.
We got Todd Frazier joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And I do wonder what it's like to go to a new clubhouse. What's the hurdle you got to get over quickest to really start, you know, warming up to your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fraternity. It's my fifth team. You know, basically you always have two or three guys that you either played with or against that you know really well. Like Shinsu Chu was the guy who I played with in Cincinnati. So I asked him a couple, you know, how is this guy, how's that guy, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you try and just blend in. My personality plays well. I don't really worry about that too much. I know I'm going to be who I am, and that's a fun guy, but serious at the same time. I like to joke around, and, you know, I like to mess around with the young guys a little bit, you know, get them acclimated. So, yeah, it is. It's different, but, you know, after you get traded once, it's pretty much the same thing after that.
Now, you said you had a couple of funny guys in the locker room. Your personality fits in well. Whose personality do you enjoy, or who are the funny people there?
Well, right now Guzman's trying to – he's acting up a little bit, so I got to get on his tail a little bit. He's trying to be too funny, so I got to break his Paul Bunyan-looking guy down a little bit. He's a monster. So I don't think I'd mess with him outside the stadium. But, no, Elvis is funny. Rugi's funny. Shinsu Chu is funny in his own way. So it's mostly the veteran guys.
Last question for you, Todd, because I know you want to get to your family, and it's a family question, because I asked you about the Little League World Series and that awesome moment. When it comes to now being a dad, mm-hmm. and I believe how old's your boy?
He's 5. He'll be 6 in like 2 weeks.
Okay, so how much is he enjoying the game of baseball? How much do you play catch with him? And what are kind of things that you could tell other dads out there with young kids that are wanting to play baseball or softball?
Yeah, good question. I had him here for a couple days during camp. You know, he comes like every other day, every couple days. If I'm playing, I don't bring him to the field. But he doesn't understand the impact. The kids don't understand the impact what they're doing for their dad, because this is like another dream come true, as you have your son in the locker room with you. You know, we go out and hit every day, take ground balls every day. And he can hit for days. So the advice I would give is, you know, there's going to be tired days when you don't want to help your kid out. But, you know, when you look back in a couple years, 4, 5, 6 years when you're done playing, You know, you can't get those days back. So enjoy as much as you can with your kids. And even when you're tired, you know, muscle it up and keep enjoying and do whatever they want to do. And if they want a couple extra swings, keep moving, keep going. And, you know, you'll really enjoy it in the long run.
Well, we appreciate the time, and we'll let you get to them. Thank you very much, good sir.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, man. Do that.
Todd Frazier.
That guy right there is awesome. I'm really looking forward to this season with him.
Most impressive thing he said, obviously I'm going to be different than most people listening to
WWE
that
WWE stuff, right?
But it was specifically that he remembered Bam Bam Bigelow against Doink and Dink from WrestleMania 10. That is a match that, like, nobody ever brings up from that show.
From John Blake, the Rangers have agreed to terms with the final 22 unsigned players on the one-year contracts for 2020. All 40 players on the Major League roster are under contract.
We did it.
Can you imagine how much the world would melt down if the Cowboys said they just made agreements with 22 of their 26 free agents? You'd be like, hold on, which ones? What are we doing here? Todd Frazier was great, though.
Yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed talking with him just then, and I know we'll be looking forward to talking to more of the players while we're out here.
Now, one of the people that we talked to earlier in the day, Chris Woodward, and we haven't really had a chance to expand on this a lot, and I was thinking through it a little bit more, is he talked about how Gallo is going to be in the top third of the lineup, and overwhelmingly it looks like he's going to be the number three hitter when some guesses have been made. Maybe he would be the number four hitter, and what are our thoughts on that, since we didn't really get the chance to elaborate on that?
Man, I think that was one of the biggest things that came out of the Chris Woodward interview today, is we pretty much know through Jared Sandler that Elvis Andrus is going to start off as the second hitter. We know that Chu's the leadoff hitter, so now we pretty much know that this Texas Rangers team lineup, now I know according to different pitchers it'll be different, but the lineup that they're going to go with the majority of games to start the year off will be Chu leading off, Elvis batting second, and Joey Gallo batting third. And we didn't know that. Last year, Gallo batted fifth when he had his all-star season. Now they're going to move him up to third to get him more at-bats. He must be more comfortable in that role, because from what I understand last year, he wasn't comfortable batting second, third, or fourth in the lineup. He kind of wanted to stay in that five hole because he was having success and didn't want to move up in the lineup. So now new season, and Joey Gallo will be your best hitter, we think, and going to bat third. So that was, because I was thinking you got to move him up at least one spot, but now you're going to move him up two spots. It's going to be interesting, because Woody then also talked about who hits behind him. He didn't say exactly who's going to hit
but
behind
him.
But
he did say that's very vitally important.
Yeah, if Joey Gallo is going to have a great year, then the four and five hole hitters, now that we know it'll be four and five, are going to have to, when those opportunities come, when they pitch around Joey Gallo, they're going to have to take advantage of those opportunities. That means Joey will get, the next time up, he'll get the opportunity to drive those guys in.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.